Jill's going to bring us our first reading now, which you can find in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, beginning at verse 20.
Matthew 11, I'm going to start at verse 20. Woe on unrepentant cities. Then Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down to the depths. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. At that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen.
We can have another reading now, which Hazel's going to bring to us. You can find it in Jeremiah chapter 6, beginning at verse 10.
Jerusalem under siege, verses 10 to 17. To whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me? Their ears are closed, so that they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it. But I am full of the wrath of the Lord, and I cannot hold it in. Pour it out on the children in the street, and on the young men gathered together. Both husband and wife will be caught in it, and the old, those weighed down with years. Their houses will be turned over to others, together with their fields and their wives, when I stretch out my hand against those who live in the land, declares the Lord. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. This is the word of the Lord.
I'd just like to pray before I start. Lord, I just pray that you would speak through these words, that you would touch our hearts, and that the Holy Spirit would continue to work in our lives through Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so I'd like to start by thanking you for inviting me here to Heron Hill to share a bit about what's happening with NISCU. And I'd also like to thank you for making our families feel so welcome. We were driving back from a 50th birthday party, Pam, you know, Pam Lawson from STK, and Stephen said, he sort of announced, we're all going tomorrow, and little did I realise that Ron would willingly promote my girls onto his subcommittee of sound and projection team. So thank you for making everyone feel so welcome in my family. Thank you so much. It's really special. Okay, so most of you know me, Katie Hall. I've worked for NISCU since 2015, and I work in the South Lakes area. And this year, we're very excited to have a team of five of us. So Diana is my colleague, and she also works for North Lanks team. But she comes and covers schools in Kendal and south of Kendal. So she's very much connecting with Heron Hill, Beetham, Vicarage Park, schools like that, Stramongate, getting opening doors there at the moment. And then we've actually been joined by Ben Holbrook this September. He's coming in to do secondary work. He's just finished 4 years working as a schools worker and church worker in the outer area of Wolverhampton. So he comes with a wealth of experience, and nothing is going to faze him in our secondary schools, which I'm really excited about. We're also joined by Sue Yardy. She's on the Craven team, but she's actually going to be covering for 4 hours of her time the Kirby Lonsdale schools, which releases me a little bit to sort of make a bit of pioneering moves up towards Windermere, where we've possibly dropped the ball a little bit in the past. And we also have Charlie Day, who has been working as a church worker in Coniston and Ulverston with Vic Sacassi as part of the diocese. But he is now, as of September, a secondary school's NISCU worker, so that he has very clear-cut, he can focus on the school's work in the secondary schools with that hat on, and he can have the church hat on, and he can also make connections. So all very exciting. So the idea of NISCU, as before when I've come to speak to you, is that there's a school's work charity helping children and young people in education, and we want them to hear the truth of the Bible. We're meeting Christians, and we're making sure that they're hearing about how Jesus transforms lives, helping children and young people in their Christian walk in their schools. Not an easy place. Building bridges with local churches, allowing children to find a home and a hope in God's kingdom. Thank you for demonstrating that this morning. So the statement of purpose for NISCU. The aim is to provide children and young people in education with the knowledge and understanding of the Christian faith as it's presented in the Bible, and to support children and young people who choose to express their faith in their community. And the importance of the Bible is so key to what we do and what we tell children and youth in our schools. So with this in mind, that's why we've chosen this Bible focus on our NISCU Sundays. So we're trying to push NISCU Sunday out there a big time at the moment. And Jeremiah 6, verse 16, as we heard. Stop at the crossroads. Look around. Ask for the old godly way and walk in it. Travel its path, and you will find rest for your souls. So why are we looking at this scripture today? Well, it's really interesting to think that what Jeremiah said 2,600 years ago is still really relevant today. He's using this simple picture of a crossroads to show people that they can stop making the choices which are causing them problems, and they can return to making choices which will lead them back to God. Now, in those days, when you got to roads or signposts, you wouldn't have had your sat-nav on your phone or your map. You'd have got to the corner of this signpost or this crossroads. And normally there would have been lots of people around the crossroads, selling their wares and meeting to talk, other people travelling. It would be a real place of sharing and asking and finding out and discovery. So if you weren't sure where you were going or where you needed to go or what was the best route to take, you would ask the people who were there for that information. You would ask them, what's the safest way? What's the quickest way? What's the smoothest road to travel? Depending on what your needs were. Now, my girls are pretty shy, but we were going to do a little chocolate challenge, weren't we? But we kind of decided not to. And the idea was we were going to hide the chocolate in the room, and then they were going to come to each of you and ask you, I'm looking for the best path for my life. Where should I go? And you're going to point them all around the room, and eventually they'd make their way to the chocolate. I owe you a chocolate bar for helping, I think. So really, if you think about Jeremiah's time, you came to a crossroads, and it wasn't just a, oh, are we on the right track? We think we're going in the right direction. It was actually a time to stop, meet with other people, talk with other people, and ask, what's the best way? What's the smoothest way? What's the quickest way? I need to do this, I need to do that. So a real point of communication and finding out. So Jeremiah was aware that the people he was living with were wandering away from the best way of their lives. They'd abandoned God's ways so comprehensively that they were actually about to be sent into exile. He recognised that as a prophet, and he knew that he should be acting as a signpost, encouraging people around him to choose the best paths, the godly paths. And in doing so, they would have a good, safe journey, leading them to rest for their souls. And I think we can all probably think of times when that has happened for each of us. This is a similar position to what we see in schools. So we're given the opportunity to stand at the crossroads in the lives of children and young people. We can help them to see there are other paths. They might not have noticed them, and we can point them in the ways that they might never know, and support them by showing them what we believe are the best paths for their lives, paths that will lead to Jesus. So there are three parts that we really briefly want to look at. Firstly, it's that stopping and looking. Secondly, asking. And thirdly, the walking, the doing of it. So we look at these actions, and they are actions. Stopping is an action. It's an intention to stop. That's what we're doing here today, isn't it? We're stopping and saying, come on, God. So the first verse asks us to stop and look. I think we're so heads down in devices or so distracted by other things. And if you think about our children and our youth, that's even more so for them in today's culture. To actually stop and notice each other in the same room. To actually put down whatever gadget they're engaged with and actually give eye contact to someone else is epic, believe me. So our society stands at the crossroads with many choices of directions to go. Where are those choices taking us? If we look at our society, the things that we value and the things that we're working out, the reality and the consequences of these paths that we're walking down, it's not looking good at the moment. The values that we most hear about include such laudable things as equality, tolerance, freedom. And we hear considerably less about things like boundaries, the lines that we shouldn't cross, or the consequences of our actions and those around us, or what our responsibilities are in our society. But didn't Jesus say we shouldn't judge? In John chapter 8, when we read about the lady who's about to be stoned for being caught in the act of adultery. It's interesting that we tend to focus on the message of I do not condemn you, rather than the message of he who is without sin. Jesus was right to point out that we shouldn't judge and condemn others, but here he also points the lady on a better path. He points her on a godly path when he tells her to sin no more. He puts the boundary down. Perhaps then it's time for us to stop and look at the paths that our society is taking and consider again, where are these paths leading us? Yes, we might think that we're creating a society increasingly tolerant of each other, less, you know, inequality going on and there's more freedom. But if we look at the reality, we might firstly see that actually living in this society where my view is more important than tolerating others' views, secondly, where opportunities we have in jobs, education and society appear to be working against the already marginalised. And lastly, in the effort to not offend others, our freedom to be who we feel God calls us to be is actually being eroded more and more. So this is the crossroads we find ourselves at. This is the reality. The place where we have to make some choices. The impact of these choices will not only affect us, but they'll affect our children, the next generation even more as we walk further down this path. But we can praise God that at the moment in Nisku, we find that we are welcomed into schools to share with children and young people about the Bible and what it's saying and how it can change their lives. And as we stop and look at where society has taken us, we should be provoked to pray for more opportunities to stand at these crossroads in the lives of our school children, helping them to see paths that may have been hidden or unknown to them. So the second bit of the text is the asking. Asking for the ancient ways. And the New Living Translation actually says asking for the godly ways. So here's the question. Who is there in our schools that our children can ask? Who is the Christian presence in your child, your grandchild's school, to show the godly ways? In your neighbour's children's school? Because if there is no Christian presence, we can guarantee there will be other secular and humanist views, and they might not appreciate fully, we may not appreciate fully their answers that they're going to give to those questions. So you might be thinking, I didn't think Christians were welcome in schools, but actually it's far from it. Schools are supposed to deliver regular assemblies of a broadly Christian nature. RE is an established and highly valued part of the curriculum in both primary and secondary schools. There's been things in the media and the press in the last 2 weeks saying secondary schools are not teaching enough RE. And we have county schools who are contacting us in the last 2 weeks saying, please, will you help us with our assemblies? We've got no idea what we want to do, how we're going to do it, but we know we need you and the local churches to come in and do it with us and for us. So schools are actively encouraged by Ofsted to seek relationships with local faith communities and to have members of these faith communities visit and contribute in the schools. That actually means that you have an open invitation into your schools. So NISCU is really working hard to be a Christian presence, and our staff, our teams are taking assemblies, they're teaching RE lessons and finding innumerable different ways to be a presence in schools. Lunch clubs, drop-ins, prayer spaces, listening services, to number just a few. Easter, we had Easter extravaganza last Easter with Dalham and QKS, and it was bring your one question for God in exchange for Cadbury's cream egg. But when they sat in their groups and shared their questions and listened to the answers to all of each other's questions, they were not desperate for that Cadbury's cream egg. In fact, you had to remind some of them, didn't you come for the egg? Did you come for the egg? So we're trying to be there for our children when they ask, show me the godly ways, because they are asking. They're desperately asking. But there's a problem. NISCU has about 15 part-time schools workers, and we're stretched to our limits with resources, and we're trying to maximise what we can do and reach as many schools and children as we can. The reality is, in North Cumbria, in Cumbria totally, North Lancashire and Craven, there are around 350 schools, 85,000 school children. We can't be there for all of them. Even if we had those unlimited resources, it would be an impossibility. But with God, things are impossible. How so? Think about it. Every town, city, village that has a school also has at least one church, often several churches. You can be the answer. You can be the presence. You can make cakes for the staff. Believe me, that can be more powerful than an RE lesson at the right time of the term. You can hear children read. Oh, I wish I had more time to do that. Just sitting and being there to hear them read. You can volunteer to go on school trips. Desperate sometimes for helpers for school trips. Pray for your local schools. Get together in the houses of the people that you want to get together with and go and have fellowship with. Start a prayer group for your school. If you're really brave and daring, take a lunchtime club, lead an assembly, or get involved with something like a listening service. So you actually resource NISCU, not only through your prayers and your financial giving, but by being there for your grandchildren, your neighbours' children. Part of the role at NISCU is to help local churches to engage with local schools. So if you're sat there thinking, oh, I'd love to help, I'm not sure how, we just invite you to come and speak to me or contact Diana and I, and we can look at how we can resource you in how you can be a presence in your school for your children in your community. So when the children ask for the godly ways, we want them to ask you, the local church. There's no point them coming and asking me. I'm not in their local church. I'm not in their local community. So they can ask me, and I want to be able to signpost them. Heron Hill, they're great. Go there. You can ask the questions that we can't ask in schools. So that's really why we want your support, because we want to show them better paths for their lives. So finally, Jeremiah says, walk in it and find rest for your souls. So how much more easier and fun would it be walking when we do it together? Believe me, I've been on walks where I thought, I can't do this. But when there's people alongside you saying, come on, come on. Sam's got that grin on her face. But how can we walk alongside our children? How can we help them? It's about relationships, and that's what we're realising over the last 6 months in NISCU. It's about relationships. It's about being a friend, a mentor, someone trustworthy to talk to and question, someone committed to walking the same road. Jesus expressed it beautifully in Matthew 11. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. How many times do we sit and say, what should we put on? What event should we do? And miss the point that next door neighbour's child keeps coming to our door, or smiles at us, or talks to us. Those moments, those opportunities are already there. I just pray daily, God, help me to see, not to strive to do the big event, but help me to see who you're putting in my path today. So the way a young ox was trained was to actually yoke them with an older ox who was patient, steady and experienced. I did laugh when I first came to NISCU. I was working on my own and I was a bit like that, oh, all over the place. And then I had Diana come alongside me, and I call her my rock, but actually I think we've been yoked together for a very specific reason, because she is so patient and so steady and so experienced. And I will often pray, dear God, I just need some creativity, some material, some ideas. Nothing comes. Diana rings up, or the next time we meet, she says, this is an amazing idea for an assembly or a lesson. Okay, you're doing it that way. Not that way. So let us learn an ancient way. Maybe it's reading the Bible together. Maybe it's praying together. Or maybe it's going on a journey of finding out how to support our children and our young people better. Let's not leave it just to the parents, to the children's workers, to the school's workers, or even to the grandparents. Let's be in it together. Let's walk together with each other, with our children and our young people. And then we will all find rest for our souls. So this is where it takes us next. Or where does it take you next? So we need to stop and look. Look at where we are in society, in the church, in individual life. What does it mean for our children where we are at the moment? Secondly, how can we be a presence in schools so that when children ask for direction, they can be pointed to good and godly paths? So it might be to support NISCU with prayer and finances, but it might be that actually there's a different way that you want to work. And we're here to serve you. NISCU is here to serve churches, to serve schools. That is how it is. It's not for us to go in and do it all of the time. It's for us to serve you in serving in the schools. And then the third, walk together. Grandparents, parents, children workers, we know how busy parents are these days. NISCU and congregations, we are in it together. Let's find ways to walk and talk together. Now I'm going to ask my sub team, do you want to get the video ready? So this video shows how signposting a child helped them as an adult now.
I'm Danny, and this is my story. So I grew up in Kendal, and I went to a fairly ordinary secondary school, really, at that time, Kirby Kendal School. And when I went to school, I hadn't ever had much contact with Christians or the Gospel or the Bible. We didn't go to church when we were growing up. But what happened was, I was involved in the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme, and I found myself on a week's sailing course on Lake Windermere, and found myself in a small boat on the lake for a day with a man called Ryan Sedgwick. And there was something about Ryan that just intrigued me. There's something just a little bit different about him, in a good way, and something likeable. And it turns out that Brian was a Christian, and he was probably the first proper Christian I've ever really got to know. and he was the mischief worker at my school at the time. So that was how everything really got started, was through meeting Brian. And then back at school, I decided to go to the Christian Union, just to catch up with Brian, really. But what happened instead is that over a 2-week period of time, I listened to Brian explain the gospel, and he would open the Bible and just explain very, very simply the great truths of Jesus. The second week, I can particularly remember Brian explained the cross and why Jesus had to die and what that meant for me. And I understood it very, very clearly that I was a sinner. Jesus had died so that I could be forgiven, and I needed to put my faith in him. And having heard the gospel, I went home and prayed for prayer and became a Christian. That was the moment, really, that my whole life changed. I suppose from then on, I was not living for myself, I was living for somebody else, living for Jesus. And that's affected every decision that I've made, including the decision to pursue sharing the gospel in a full-time capacity. And my wife and I now serve a church called Morland's, and I'm the pastor there. So if you would have gone to Morland's on a Sunday morning, you'd see a church where the Bible is centre stage, where Jesus is Lord. You'd particularly see a thriving children's and youth ministry led by our family's worker, Becky Byron, with a dedicated team of people who are really passionate about getting the name of Jesus across to people of all ages. Because I want as many young people and children to have the same opportunity that I did back in year two when I heard the great news of Jesus.
Hi, my name's Nick, and I have the privilege of overseeing this incredible work of missionaries. It's because of people like Danny that we continue to go to school to talk to children and young people about the good news of Jesus and show them different paths for their lives. And if you'd like to help us and get involved, then here's three easy ways you can get started. A. Ask and receive. These are our prayer teams who receive weekly bulletins to pray for our workers and what's going on in our areas. If you could do that, that would be brilliant. Just go to our website, onto our area, and follow the links there. B. Beautiful feet. These are people who go and help us in school, so whether it's assemblies or clubs or lessons or making cakes or sharpening pencils, these are all things that need doing. And again, if you'd like to get involved in your local school, then get in touch with us through the website or just speak to us today. And finally, C stands for cheerful givers. Could you become one of our financial donors? We're currently being asked by more teachers and head teachers to do more work in their schools, and we're having to make very strategic decisions about where we use our resources wisely. So if you want to see more work going in more schools and more children hear this gospel, then please help us. You can find more information on our website giving page or on the back of the flyer. There's a standing order form you can use as well. And finally, just to say a big thank you to you. We've come so far in the last 50 years seeing more and more people like Danny being signposted to these great paths, this gospel of hope and the kingdom of God. And together, let's carry on going. And may God bless you all. This is my story.
This is my. Thank you, Hannah and Megan. Okay, so after 50 years, the work of NISCU continues to help children and young people to hear about the truth of Jesus and the Bible, the good news of the gospel. And we are really grateful for local people, local churches across the areas that have given and that continue to give in their time, their resources, their finances and their prayer. If you want to know more about how you can help, as Nick mentioned, we've got the ABCs, the asking and the receiving, beautiful feet and the cheerful givers. Now, I know you get a bit of feedback from Marian about the Miracle Mondays, and that comes through in the prayer groups there. Marian's also stepped foot in Heron Hill with Di and I a couple of times. There are many, many opportunities, not just in your local schools, but slightly wider afield as well, and very much a need. Just to update you, Diana and I are meeting with the head of RE at Heron Hill School to look, as I said, at how we can support them with assemblies. So it's a county school, but they want to have church input from different churches around the area and NISCU involvement, and they want some advice and support with that. Kirkby Kendall. We're praying and waiting to hear back about resetting up a drop-in lunch club. So that's something you could really, really, really pray for, that Diana would just have an answer to prayer and an email would just pop in this week, really. Year 7 assembly, we're waiting to hear back on that as well. So we can connect up with a lot of Year 6 students as they're leaving primary school. We do a transition lesson. We meet about 300-400 students at that one. And it's really good to try and capture them in Year 7 when they've moved on to secondary school, say hi again, invite them to the lunch drop-in clubs and reconnect with them in that way. So the big one really is to pray for Heron Hill and Kirby Kendall there, and for our team, that they would have wisdom. Diana, Sue, Charlie and Ben, that they'd have wisdom as they step foot in, and that they would be protected, and that they would know God is with them, and that they would listen into what he is saying, so that they are doing his will in the work in the schools. And if you could pray for New Beginnings assemblies, we've offered out to 34 primary schools a New Beginnings assembly, thinking about this time of year where they're starting new schools, and what it means to actually have a fresh start each day, or to allow yourself to have the ability to think that you can change. And we use the story of Zach the tax collector and how he wanted to change. He wanted to be different and only met Jesus, and he did change, and he completely turned his life around. So that's been offered out to 34 primary schools. 8 have already booked that, but it would be great to have more book that up. So I just want to thank you so much for allowing NISU to come today and for making my family so welcome. And giving them a job and feeling part of the church. So I'd just like us to pray. Father God, I just want to thank you that you first loved us, that you cared for us even when we were a long way from you. We pray for your work which is going on in our local schools through NISCU and through the church leaders, through the church individuals who find the opportunity to speak with our children and young people. We ask that you would help to continue to signpost children in the best path for them. And we also ask that you would bless your local churches, that you would bless Heron Hill, then they look to your ways and to be able to support in this work for your glory. Through Jesus Christ. Amen.